Well, originally the idea came from cigarette advertisements on the back of Life magazine, and I think it was Chesterfield T-Zone. They had this T-Zone, and they said, "Oh, this tobacco is incredible, and this is all the doctors recommend this tobacco and everything." And I thought, "This is totally ridiculous." Even at that time, they're really starting in on cancer, lung cancer, and so forth. So I did this thing. This was a, how to put it? It was a, and I am. I mean, I illuminated an advertisement for this T-zone, and the lady in the picture there is a candidate, or the box that's made. I made out of a three-dimensional box covered with vinyl was a an invitation. There was a chair. I don't know if there's a chair in there. Used to be a chair somewhere.
There's not, yeah. No, there is, isn't there? You
But
can just
in the
about see us
candidates,
here.
yeah.
So these, this is
So.
the candidate. This is an enlarged invitation in this T-zone, and that's what this was. And at the time, I was also fascinated how it's because I was an outdoor commercial sign painter and painted them. All sorts of imagery in Times Square for a few years, and so I was always fascinated how, say, John F. Kennedy looked and how he advertised himself, and also what's her name, the actress, she used to own most of Pepsi-Cola, anyway. And then all, anybody who shows how they decided to advertise themselves, what do they want to look like? And it was a Texas rock and roll singer, a black guy with a blind and a big bow, and I painted a big pink head with his head because he advertised himself in pink. And I thought, well, that's funny for a black guy to advertise himself in bright pink. So also this was, this, all these things have to do with with advertising, and people advertising themselves, or the peculiar idea of advertising cigarettes. Also, cigarettes are very strange things because when I was a little boy, even in the 1930s, I saw a movie in a theater about the invention of cigarettes. What a wonderful product cigarettes were. And it said the floor sweepings from the tobacco companies for the cigar, making cigars. They didn't know what to do with the floor sweepings, and so they said, "Aha! We'll shred and make this new product, cigarettes." And I said, "Floor sweepings? I want to put those in my mouth from the floor. What are you kidding me?"